Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire, Dr. Leah Butler. So, guys, I am actually broadcasting live on Facebook Live tonight. So if you are dialed in, we're also on Facebook Live. We are on blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire. And then you could dial in and listen at 929-477-2178. So, again, I'm Aaliyah Butler. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. I am Miss On Fire to Inspire, and I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. We're here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and my goal, my purpose in life is to help uplift, empower, and push you into your purpose and your passion. I am a purpose midwife, and so it's already on the inside of you. So what I got to do is tell you to push. It's there, so I just need you to push. So tonight's topic is rise up. I'm doing a new thing. And so this is definitely straight from the front throne room. There was nothing that I planned or prepared. In fact, the Lord didn't give me the topic until today, and I knew it was something that he was going to be doing. So come out of your comfort zone, people, because that's not how God is moving in this hour. He's moving by his spirit, and you got to be still enough to hear him. So tonight's topic again is rise up. I'm doing a new thing. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us on Fire to Inspire, on Facebook Live, on Blog Talk Radio, as well as those who are joining us on the dial-in line. We want to thank all of our sponsors before we jump into the show. We want to thank all of our sponsors. Miss Valerie Lee has a CD out called Jesus on the Mainline Prayer CD, and this CD was birthed out of a women's prayer line that she created called 15 Minutes with Him. And this prayer CD is a great asset. It'll be a great asset to your devotional time. It is available on Spotify, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, Google Play, and all of your outlets, your digital outlets. So, again, thank you so much, Ms. Valerie Lee, for being a sponsor. And the title of that CD is Jesus on the Mainline Prayer CD. We have Three Hearts, One Beat, Inc., and it promotes healthy hearts through coaching, training, and healing. Their motto is to educate, train, and care and share. Great evening to everyone. Thank you for joining us. I am thanking all of our sponsors for sponsoring On Fire to Inspire. And Three Hearts One Beat also does CPR classes, so you can actually book them if you go to www.3heartsonebeat, and you're spelling everything out, three, the number three, T-H-R-E-E, heartsonebeat.com, and they would definitely be happy to coach you, train you, or actually even do CPR classes for your group, your whatever it is you want to join. So thank you so much for Three Hearts One Beat. April Graphics is your one-stop shop to your graphics, photography, and design needs. Thank you so much for being a sponsor. If you need flyers, banners, logos, business cards, letterheads, newsletters, photography, websites, and invitations, April Graphics is there to take care of you. We have Unique Expression by Design. They take care of, they make your ideas a reality. They bring them to life for you. That's Angelise Washington. And she can take care of your business, any of your business or personal needs, to make them your custom, give them your own brand, your own bling, whatever it is you need. So you need T-shirts, mugs, pens, pencils, and so much more. That's Angelise Washington with UniqueExpression.ByDesign.com. All of our sponsors have Facebook pages as well, business pages. Again, welcome everyone as you're joining in. Thank you for joining us. I'm thanking all of our sponsors for being a sponsor of the show tonight. We are live on that Blog Talk Radio show as well as tonight's topic. We're doing Facebook Live. Inspired Jewels for You, getting your $5 paparazzi jewelry. And that is www.inspiredjewels4u.com. Rise Hair and Beauty Bar, that's your one-stop shop for your hair and natural hair, beauty care, beauty and hair care needs. Sorry, she takes care of your natural hair, braids, relaxers, lock maintenance, sew-ins, quick weaves, makeup, lashes, and so much more. You can schedule an appointment at 404-599-3712. That's with Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. And thank you again to all of our sponsors who are sewing into On Fire Inspire. If you're interested in being a sponsor of this great fertile ground, email us at onfireinspire@gmail.com. We can tell you more about it. It's only $25 for the entire month right now. So we're thanking God for each and every one of our sponsors. Again, welcome for each of you who are joining us. So tonight's topic is so exciting, guys. Tonight's topic is Rise Up, I'm Doing a New Thing. So, you know, the hours that we've been in the past, you got to let it go. You can't operate from that place. You can't do anything from that place. And the scripture that the Lord has truly been putting in my spirit today has been coming out of Isaiah. And I'm telling you guys, Isaiah 43:19. And so tonight's topic, we're doing everything a little different because in this hour, we're moving by His Spirit and not by what we think we know, not by our plans, not by anything. The Lord wouldn't allow me to schedule any of the great people that I have for my list to discuss or schedule, but the Lord said tonight is going to be me and you. And so, again, somebody needs to be reminded that tonight He says it's time to rise up because He's doing a new thing. So in that new thing, we're coming out of Isaiah 43:19. I'm going to read a couple of translations to you guys tonight because I'm telling you this thing blessed me as I read these different translations. So I hope it blesses you like it blesses me. And, again, we're coming out of what we thought we knew. Hi, everybody. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. And we are coming out of, if someone can type this in, we're coming out of Isaiah 43:19. And that is the basis of our show tonight. And so I'm going to read to you several different translations. The first translation that I'm going to read to you is Contemporary English Version, and it says, I'm creating something new. There it is. Do you see it? I have put roads and deserts and streams in a thirsty land. So for those of you who are saying, you know what, this looks impossible. I don't know how I'm going to do this. The Lord said, don't take a look at what you see in the natural. Believe me for it because He's doing a new thing. He's making the impossible now impossible for possible for you. So that was the Contemporary English Version. Now, the Amplified Version, he's saying this. Listen carefully. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So I'm telling you, if you're not hearing it, thank you now. If you're not hearing it now, you make sure you grab a hold of it in one of these translations. He's saying he's doing a new thing. He's putting rivers in deserts. Come on now. So that was the Amplified. Now in the New Living Translation, he's saying this. For I am about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Again, get in where you fit in on whatever translation speaks to your heart. I'm telling you, I love and bless me. But I just wanted to give you what He gave me today. And the Message Version reads this. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert. Rivers in the Badlands. Wild animals will say thank you, the coyotes and the buzzards, because I provided water in the desert, rivers through the sun-baked earth, drinking water for the people I chose. Now listen to this. Drinking water for the people I chose, the people I made especially for myself, a people custom made to praise me. Y'all, if y'all don't get this scripture in your spirit and let this thing just speak to you, oh, my God. Again, I'm reading you different translations. Great evening to you. So I'm reading you different translations. So, you know, one may speak to one person, another one may speak to another person. But somebody, this thing is going to bless you. Great evening to you, everyone. Isaiah 43:19, the Good News Translation says this. Watch for the new thing I'm going to do. It's happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water there, Again, you see this new thing he's doing. Amplified Classic says this, "Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." So I have read several translations of this scripture, and tonight he's reminding us that he's doing something new. And so you can't operate from that place of complacency. You can't operate from that place of, oh, I know everything, because now you're being led by the Spirit, and he's telling you, I'm doing something new. So it's not even something you thought you knew. So don't even trust your intuition. Trust me. That's what the Lord is saying in this hour. And then he moved from Isaiah 43:19, and he said, as you walk in obedience and move by my Spirit, then I'm going to shift you into this scripture. So listen to this one, y'all. Psalms 84:11 says, King James Version says this, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." So he says, as you move forth in the things I'm calling you to, he says, I'm not going to hold anything back from you. All I need you to do is walk in obedience. So that was King James. Now, I know it's going to bless somebody. Whichever version you get that speaks to your spirit, go ahead and take it. New Living Translation says this, "For the Lord God is our sun and shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right." So that's the New Living Translation. So Amplified Classic says this, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows, presents grace and favor and future glory, honor, splendor, and heavenly bliss. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly." So again, that one right there, for whoever wants to post that one, is Psalms 84:11. So he says to us, I'm doing a new thing. But as you do this new thing, as you're led by my Spirit, as you're walking in obedience and you're doing this thing out of what I'm telling you to do and not what you thought you knew or what you knew in the past, he said, let go of those past things because I'm moving you forth. I'm thrusting you forth into the new. Just walk in obedience. But he said, as you're doing that, he said, now, I'm not going to hold any good thing from you. All I need you to do is say, yes, I'll do it. All I need to do is have you completely surrender. And so I don't know who this word is for today, but I know as he spoke it to me, he said, that's your topic for tonight. I was like, okay, Lord, thank you so much for posting that for us. So I'm telling you tonight, I'm doing a new thing. And as you move in this place of this new thing, he says, I'm not going to withhold anything from you. So I know some of those things that you've been trying to do, and it's just been looking like, oh, God, I don't even know. He said, don't give up, don't grow weary. Just move forth in the things of me. So, guys, I'm telling you, this thing will make you cut a couple of cartwheels in the spirit. It'll make you just the excitement. You know, everything that you're doing as you allow him to move in you and direct you, the excitement is going to produce an experience. I promise you, just walk in obedience. Even what I'm doing tonight, everything I'm doing tonight, just speaking this to you out of the Spirit of the Lord, I wouldn't have done this even last year. But the Lord says, come out of self and let me do this thing, because there are so many people that need to hear what I'm saying. So, no, I don't walk in this, that, or the other. I walk in obedience. So I'm telling you, that's what we're moving in this hour, straight obedience from the Father. So the scriptures, again, I read you several translations. That first scripture was Isaiah 43:19. Read you so many, like I said, several different translations. And then we move from Isaiah 43:19, reminding you that he's doing a new thing, to once you move in this place of obedience and do this new thing, he said, no good thing will I withhold from you. So I tell you, I'm so empowered and inspired by what God is doing in this hour. Now, I'm going to open up the phone line for discussion, for a comment. If this spoke to your heart, I want you to dial in on this number, 929-477-2178. 929-477-2178. Press option 1 so that the other listeners on the radio show can hear you. So if you want to participate, if you don't have access to a phone right now, you can actually just post it live on Facebook Live and I'll read it. But if you want to participate in the conversation, dial in at 929 877-2178. Press 1 and I'll bring you live so that the people can hear you live, as well as those who want to go back and listen to the recording, because they actually can hear you when they go back and listen to that. But I'm telling y'all, this thing blessed me, and as the Lord didn't give me a topic and he told me I couldn't select a person, I said, well, Lord, we're going to be doing this thing together. It's just going to be us. And we got to move out of obedience, because of obedience. And you can't get in a place of complacency now. So everything you were holding on to and just thinking you knew, go ahead and let go and just say, okay, God, go ahead. I completely surrender. I trust you, and I'm moving by your spirit. Now, many of you, if you like me, you're busy, busy, busy. You got to take time out and be still enough to hear him. Be still enough to listen to him. Get in your word and listen to him speak to you, because in this hour you're doing a new thing. It's not about tradition. It's not about religion. It's about his spirit. We're moving by his spirit because he said, I'm doing a new thing. It's time for you to rise up. So come on out of that, oh, woe is me. Come on up out of that, well, I thought it was going to be like this. Mm-mm. It's a new thing. It's a new day. It's the breaking of the day. And it's a bursting, a thrusting you forward and a thrusting you forth. And so many people have been saying, well, you know, I thought it was going to work out like this. And one of my Facebook friends posted today, and I praise God for her. She said, God called me to entrepreneurship, Cheryl, and thank you, God, that she was obedient and posting. She said, yes, Yaja. She said, let go and let God. She said, at 45, I walked into, what did she say? The Lord called her to entrepreneurship at 45. Now she's getting ready to turn 50, and she's bursting forth with her business, just thriving in that. She's thriving in her business at 50 now. Well, getting ready to turn 50. She has named clients like Jacqueline Carr and other named people, big name people that are her clients. But she said, I couldn't go off of what I knew anymore. I had to go off of what God was leading me to. And so she said, at 45, she's now, you know, she dropped everything and said, God, I trust you, and I'm going to do this thing. And now she's getting ready to turn 50, and it's just taken off. It's gone into autopilot. So I don't know who this word is for, but it's time for you to just let go, as Aja just said, let go and let God. Let him be God. Let him do what he's going to do through you, in you, and for you. And I promise you, there will be such a blissful place of joy. And I remember the Lord said recently, he said so many people were going to be living from a place of joy and peace now. He said so many people were not experienced full of joy. They were just kind of in a place of, I'm not really happy. I'm just existing. I'm okay. But he said the scriptures are about to become real for you, because you're going to be living out this scripture. It's going to just be a place of so much peace. I'm telling you, no more eggshells. I don't know who that was for. But he said you're not going to be walking on eggshells anymore, and you're not going to be in a place of, well, what about this and what about that? He said, trust me. Totally surrender and trust me. He said, my life was about to be a faith walk. And I said, well, God, what does that mean? And I'm telling y'all, for the last 4 or 5 years, it has been such a faith walk, just trusting God. You know, books after books just getting ready to be birthed. And he said, there's a birthing in this hour. There's a birthing taking place. So as that perfect midwife that I am, I'm here to tell you that it's already on the inside of you. And the Lord said, it's time for you to push that baby. I don't know who this is for, but if you're right, it's time for you to write those books. Go ahead and push. Anything becomes new requirement requires the willingness to change from what was. Embrace the transition. Amen. Guys, Prophet says that anything becoming new requires the willingness to change from what was. He said, embrace the transition. So, yes, it's time to embrace the transition. Thank you. For those of you who are joining us, we are talking about moving in this new place. And the topic is rise up. I'm doing a new thing. Let me check the show real quick to see if anybody is dialed in. Give me just a second, guys. All right. So if you are dialed in on 929-477-2178, you want to have a comment or make a comment or have a statement of any sort, you can press number 1, and we're going to bring it live with us. But we're also on Facebook Live as well. They get shy every now and then, guys, so they don't press 1 every time. But we're going to continue the conversation. So now says, sister, last night I did the same thing on my soul. My topic was faith. Girl, are we not in the spirit? The topic on Now Show, and she has a show every Monday night, and post your information in there now, because it's all about seeing the kingdom. We lock arms and we, you know, show forth the kingdom. That's what we do. So post your information. But we're here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on All Power to Inspire. Now, with the Now Show, she's on Monday night. She's on Central Standard Time. Hello. To God be the glory. Rise up. Amen. Miss you too, my sister. Time to experience the unfamiliar. You better say that, Pastor Davis. Pastor Longstreth, I'm telling you, it's time to experience the unfamiliar, she says. It's time to walk in the things of God. It's time to walk in the Spirit. So, guys, I ain't knocking anybody's anything, but we can't move out of that yesterday. We can't operate in the yesterday of the tradition and religion of yesterday. We got to move by the Spirit, because I'm telling you, the Father is doing a new thing. And in some things, He's manifesting your very thoughts. So you got to be even careful about the things that you're thinking of, because in this hour, you're seeing the miraculous happening, especially if you're trusting Him like never before. Thank you for posting that now. So, guys, I tell you, go ahead and support my sister again. She's Monday night. But it's time to move in that thing. Last night's show for her was faith. I didn't even realize that. But, again, even today, I knew that the Lord was going to give me a topic. I knew the scripture that He'd been giving me and having me feast upon. But I didn't know the topic itself until about 2 hours ago, maybe. And so I just give God praise. Thank you to every person that's joining. It is time for you to birth this thing. It's time for you to have this baby, because it is in you. It's time for you to push. But it's time for you to push and understand that it's not about yesterday, about what you thought you knew. It's about all of the new revelation and the new wisdom that He's imparting into you. As Pastor Longstreth just said, she said it's time to experience the unfamiliar. And as Father just said, it's time to embrace the transition, because it is time to walk in the new. It's time to rise up. It's time to come out of that sunken place and rise up to that heightened place. You're eagles. It's time to spread your wings and fly. So it's time to just enjoy, embrace, and move forth in this new place. I'm telling you, let me check on the radio, folks. Give me just a second, guys. If you want to dial in, we're at 929-477-2178. Press 1 and we'll bring you live with us on the radio show. That's 929-477-2178. But again, in this place of newness, it's so exciting. I've had so many people telling me so many testimonies of what God is doing for them. They're speaking forth what they're wanting, and they're just seeing it manifest. They're just seeing, and we're also in a place of creativity. You know, one girl was like, well, she told me, she said, well, I don't have a job, but I want this. And the Lord created a contract for her. And I was like, wow. And so this is what I'm saying. In this place of newness, start writing down what is it that you want. Start declaring what it is that you want. Don't declare what you actually currently see. Declare what you want to see. And thank you, Apostle Zoe, for that. I tell you, once you said that to me several years ago, honey, I haven't let that thing go. Declare and speak forth life. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you're currently in. Speak forth and declare what you want to see, because you're going to see your words having power and producing some things. So what do you want to produce, life, or you want to continue to produce death? You shall have what you speak. You shall have what you can see. See it before you truly see it. So I'm telling you guys, this thing is so inspiring tonight. Again, the topic is rise up. He's doing a new thing in you. I'm doing a new thing. That's what the Lord is saying to you. So what is it? What's this new thing that He's doing to you? He's doing a birthing. Some of you guys, like I said, some people it's time for you to write that book. Some people it's time for you to write those songs. Some of you it's time for you to start that business. It's time for you to start doing some things. Start finding mentors. Start finding, doing your research. It's time to get started, because the birthing process has started. That baby has moved and gotten in position. Now it's time for you to get in position. It's time for the birth. It's time to get this thing done. And I'm excited for you. I'm excited about the testimony. So y'all make sure you reach out to me and let me know, because I'm excited about hearing it. I'm hearing stuff lately already, But even with people having people come to them and giving them things, it's like, woo, God, you know, resources coming in for people. It's just been like, oh, my goodness. So make sure you share your testimonies with me. Let me check the radio, folks. All right, I'm checking on y'all. Y'all ain't raising your hand, so I'm not bringing you on without you raising your hand, pressing that one. But I'm telling you guys, so it's time for us to walk in the new, walk in the boldness. Amen. You better say that. Prophet says, rebuke the fear of not being able to do it because you already have, you've already been fully equipped to accomplish it. It's in your waiting to come out and rise up. That's what I'm talking about. So it's in you and waiting. I'm sorry, I misread it. It's in you and waiting for you to come, it's waiting to come out and rise up. So don't walk in fear. Don't allow fear to paralyze you. Don't allow fear to just keep you stagnant. It's already on the inside of you. It's time to push that baby on out. It's time to walk in the unfamiliar, as Pastor Long just said. It's time to walk in the unknown. And walk in it boldly, because I'm telling you, in the hour where God says, it's time. It's time for the birthing. It's time for the release. It's time for the renewal of this place that he's called you to. So don't walk in fear. Walk in boldness. Hold your head up high and get it done. It's time to rise up, y'all. It's time to rise up. So I wasn't going to be long tonight. I was walking in obedience tonight. Again, the topic is rise up. I'm doing a new thing, and that's what the Lord is saying to you. So, again, we came out of, for the people who are just joining, I see some people that are joining a little late. We came out of Isaiah 43:19, and we also came out of Psalm 84:11. And I did read a couple of translations, so you can go back and watch the recording of the Facebook Live, or you can go back and listen to the recording on blogtalkradio.com. But I'm telling you, it's time. So let that birth in place take place. Get in his presence, be still, and listen to God as he just wants to empower and impart into you, because this is necessary. It's mandatory. Amen. This is so needed. God bless you. Thank you so much, Nicole. God bless you. So it's time for us to come out of the unfamiliar and walk in, I mean, to come out of the familiar and walk in what he's calling us to. So I love you guys. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss Home Part of Inspire. We're here every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If we're not on Facebook Live, we're always on blogtalkradio.com/HomePartOfInspire. We've been doing that ever since God gave me the assignment on December 9th, 2014. And then you can dial in at 929-477-2178 and be a part of the discussion. And we are here again Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My sister Nell is on with us. She's on Monday. She posted her link in as well. Thank you again to all of our sponsors. We have Valerie Lee with her prayer CD, Jesus on the Mainline. We have Three Hearts, One B, Inc. They do coaching, training. They do also seminars. They do CPR seminars. So if you need CPR seminar for your group, for your church, whatever, www.threeheartsonebeat.com, and everything is spelled out. We have April Graphics if you need anything done for your graphics needs, design, websites, photography, logos, whatever. You can go to April Graphics. All of our people are on, have Facebook Live, Facebook business pages. And April Graphics is spelled APHOGRAFX. Unique Expression by Design with Angelique Washington, bringing your custom ideas to a reality. She makes it a reality. So she does any custom things you need, uniqueexpressionbydesign.com or her Facebook page. We have Inspired Tools for you for your $5 paparazzi jewelry. That is www.inspiredjewels4u.com. Great evening to everyone as you're joining. And Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to your hair care and beauty needs. You can call Roz to schedule an appointment at 404-599-3712. Let all of our sponsors know that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. Thank you for the heart. Love you guys. Remember, it's time to rise up because God is doing a new thing in you. Someone's waiting for you to get in position because you're needed. You're necessary for them to get in place and birth their babies. Love you guys. Talk to you next week. Have a blessed. Thank you. Facebook Live. I want to hear. I don't know now.